This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. He joins us on the long line from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, Coy, how are you? I'm actually out on the road running around here a little bit this afternoon. I hope I'm coming in okay.
It sounds perfect. Where are you coming from? Where are you headed?
Well, we're just traveling around Richmond, going from one stop on our way to another with about three more before the sun goes down.
Goodness. Lieutenant Governor Bowling, your thoughts on the primaries here in Virginia, a historic day. It's been a long time since Virginia had that much weight in our choice for nominees for the president, and we had something very important to say in both parties. What were your thoughts about what happened on Tuesday?
Well, I thought, you know, it was a great voter turnout, and I think that's a good thing for the process. Obviously, more people voting on the Democratic side than the Republican side because there was just simply more, I guess, suspense in that race once Governor Romney had dropped out of the Republican race. Senator Obama had to be very pleased with the vote he got out of Richmond. Senator Clinton had to be very disappointed with the vote she got out of Virginia. It was a good day for Barack Obama. And on the Republican side, obviously, Senator McCain won, but to be honest, when you're on the verge of kind of locking up the party's nomination, the last thing you want to do is be in a very competitive race in a place like Virginia, and that's what happened with Senator McCain, and Governor Huckabee. And I think, frankly, a lot of folks who voted for Governor Huckabee on Tuesday weren't necessarily voting for Governor Huckabee. I think they were trying to send a message to Senator McCain that he's still got some work to do to get the conservative wing of the Republican Party, you know, enthusiastically lined up in support of his candidacy.
Huckabee did extremely well in Southwest Virginia, which is, of course, where you're from and your old stomping grounds, and those people you certainly know very, very well. What is it you think about his campaign that resonated so well with the Virginians in Southwest?
Well, I think Governor Huckabee's appeal, if you look at where he did well, really was a pretty limited appeal across the whole of the Republican primaries, but clearly his niche was kind of among evangelical voters, and there is a large evangelical vote in Virginia, particularly in rural Virginia, and that's where Governor Huckabee seemed to do the best.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Got a phone line open at 977-1070 if you've got a comment or a question. Were you surprised at all at how well Governor Huckabee did in Virginia? Because I certainly was when I was sitting there watching it early on. I was one of the folks who didn't expect to see that.
Well, I did expect to see it. We had kind of seen some glimpses of it in some polling that we had done in the week or 10 days leading up to the primary. I think Governor Romney would have run very strong in Virginia had he remained in the campaign, but when he withdrew, we saw a lot of the vote that would have gone to Governor Romney switching over to Governor Huckabee, and that combined with the evangelical vote that Governor Huckabee would have drawn obviously added up to give him a more significant amount of support than some may have predicted. But given the dynamics of the race, it didn't surprise me. And look, you know, I mean, it's important for us to be honest about this. Senator McCain still has some work to do to get the conservative wing of the Republican Party energized behind his candidacy. And I think there were a lot of folks on Election Day kind of sending a message to Senator McCain that if he wants conservatives to go out and vote for him in November, but even more importantly, to enthusiastically work for him between now and November, he's still got some work to do to reach out to those conservatives and convince them that he's going to support the principles and philosophies and values that they believe in on Election Day. So I think some of it was the appeal that Governor Huckabee naturally had, but I think a lot of it was simply some other voters trying to send a message to Senator McCain.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. At any moment now in Boston, we are expecting Mitt Romney to endorse John McCain's candidacy for the Republican nomination for president. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's the right thing to do. You know, I talked with Governor Romney for, I guess, about a half an hour on Tuesday on primary day. He told me that he would be making an endorsement of Senator McCain, and I think that's appropriate. Look, John McCain is going to be the nominee of the Republican Party, and he's going to be competing with either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. And compared to either of those candidates, obviously John McCain is going to be the clear choice for hopefully not just Republicans, but also a lot of independents and even some enlightened or clear-thinking Democrats. So it's important for the party to line up behind Senator McCain. And, you know, I've said that when he gets the nomination, he'll certainly have my support. But I also think it's important for conservatives within the Republican Party to make sure that Senator McCain understands that while there are a lot of issues that we agree with him on, there are also some issues that we have some concerns about. And, you know, we're going to be watching to see how he deals with some of those issues. And I think in particular, we're going to be watching to see what kind of a running mate he picks. I think it's very important to get the conservative base of our party energized behind his candidacy, that he appoint a very visible, very vocal, very principled conservative. And I will tell you, I'm not just saying these things to you. I also, last Saturday, had a chance to talk with Senator McCain, and I said those same things to him.
Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. He's online at billbowling.com. We have a call on line two. John is in Charlottesville. John, you're on with Bill Bowling. Go right ahead.
How are you today?
Hey, John, how are you?
Doing great. Got a quick question for you. Need some advice from you. Talked to a lot of Republicans around the state about the upcoming U.S. Senate race, Jim Gilmore. And talking to them, you know, the first thing out of their mouth is, oh, Gilmore's going to get beat, you know. What needs to be done to turn the naysayers around so they can recognize we're really going to have a great distinction between two records, two individuals. But something needs to be done so, you know, we can turn these attitudes around. What would your suggestion be?
Well, let me say, first of all, that Governor Gilmore, I think, would admit that he goes into this race as an underdog against former Governor Warner. If you look at the polls, clearly Warner has a lead in the race, but that margin has fallen significantly over the course of the past couple of months. I think it will continue to fall, and I think this will be a more competitive race than a lot of people think it's going to be. I think our challenge in this campaign will be twofold. First of all, we've got to make sure that people understand what's at stake. You know, this is a critical time in the history of our country. It is important that we have leadership in Washington, D.C., that understands the critical nature of the challenges that we face, both abroad with the threat of radical jihad and here at home. You know, some very important decisions that we have to make about getting our economy moving again and creating jobs and dealing with important issues like entitlement spending and developing an energy, national energy policy, you know, right on down the line. The last thing that I certainly want to see in Washington, D.C., is a liberal Democratic president with liberal Democratic majorities in the U.S. Senate and the United States Congress. If that happens, then I think our country is in for a rude awakening because we will take such a sharp turn to the left that it'll make your head spin. So that's our first challenge. We've got to get people to understand the critical nature of the decision that we make. I think the second challenge that we have is kind of pulling back the curtain and making sure that people really understand the difference between these candidates. Clearly in Jim Gilmore, you have a very principled conservative who believes in keeping government small and taxes low, who has a lot of experience on the international scene chairing the Federal Commission on Terrorism. On the other hand, you know, with Governor Warner, there's kind of this mirage out there about what a great governor Mark Warner was. But when you pull the curtain back on his record, truthfully, you get a very different picture. You know, Mark Warner is a guy whose singular accomplishment was enacting the largest tax increase in the history of Virginia after promising the people of Virginia that he would not raise taxes. I don't think that kind of a record is particularly appealing to me. Clearly, we did not need to enact those tax increases because a year following their enactment, we ended up with budget surpluses equal to the amount of the tax increase. Even though he presided over record tax and spending increases, he left office leaving our colleges and universities underfunded by $200 million. As a result, tuition for students in Virginia has gone up on average 80% since he lifted the freeze on that tuition. He didn't direct a single penny of our state's new resources toward our most pressing need, which was transportation. As a result, we had to come back last year and backfill that hole that he left us. And then beyond that, we need to remember this is a guy who vetoed repeal of the death tax, opposed the marriage amendment to protect the sanctity of marriage in Virginia, vetoed legislation to say that illegal immigrants should not get in-state tuition at our colleges and universities. That's not a very good record. So those, I think, are our challenges. We've got to get people focused on the critical nature of the decision that they make, and we got to get them looking at the record of these candidates, because when you pull the curtain back and you look at Mark Warner's real record, you get beyond the mirage and you compare it with the record that Governor Gilmore has. I think Jim Gilmore stacks up pretty well. So I guess in summary, those are our challenges. I think we can do those things, and if we do, again, this race is going to be a lot more competitive than a lot of people think.
John, thank you so much for the call. We've been speaking with Bill Bowling. He's the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Always an honor to talk to you. Unfortunately, again, we've run out of time, and let's see if we can't set up another time then before next month. If your schedule permits, we'd love to have you on the program again very soon.
I'd love to, Coy. You just let us know when and where, and we'll be there.
Thank you so much. Bill Bowling, he's online at billbowling.com and the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070 or feel free to leave a comment on the show at SevillePodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.